USA Radio News.
At least 10 suspicious packages were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest were addressed to actor Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden. Former FBI agent Terry Turchi on what we have to remember regarding this case.
In these cases, in the profile, in these cases, it's really important to stay with these the facts. And the facts are forensics, the facts of the crime scene.
Turchi was speaking there on Fox News. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is preparing an order that would send approximately 800 U.S. troops to the border as President Trump's frustration builds over the caravan of migrants approaching the United States. Earlier this year, the Pentagon authorized 4,000 National Guard troops to head to the southern border and aid U.S. Customs and Border Protection. No winners in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing. That means the jackpot for Friday is $720 million. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
A $25,000 reward is now being offered for information in the search for 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Kloss has been missing from Barron, Wisconsin since October 15th, when a mysterious 911 call led deputies to discover that her parents had been killed at her family's home. The migrant caravan in Mexico that is making its way towards the United States is now down to around 4,000 or 5,000 people. Now, earlier this week, that number was at about 14,000 people. Jennifer Vaughn is with the Center for Immigration Studies. She joined Fox News and had some interesting news regarding our northern border.
We're also hearing reports now from the northern border of people from Romania, for example, hundreds of people arriving at our northern border and asking for asylum and coming in that way. So the message is out to the rest of the world that if you show up at our border, you can get through by asking for asylum, and we cannot continue to send that message.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The highest paid TV actors know each other well, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The male stars of the sitcom Big Bang Theory taking over the Forbes 2018 list of highest paid TV actors. In fact, they are first, second, third, and fourth, respectively.
They're Richie Rich Rich.
Well, so how much is that?
Jim Parsons coming in first, taking in $26.5 million, followed by Johnny Galecki with $25 million, and then right behind their co-stars Kunal Nayar and Simon Helberg, tied for third at $23.5 million a year. The rest of the list includes Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, Mark Harmon of NCIS, and Modern Family stars Ty Burrell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Eric Stonestreet, and Ed O'Neill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us about the strongest storm to hit a U.S. territory this year.
Super Typhoon Yutu made a direct hit as a Category 5 storm in the U.S. Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Early reports came in of catastrophic winds that ripped roofs from their houses and blew out windows. Meteorologists say that Yutu's the kind of storm that future weather disasters will be compared to. None of the Weather Service's equipment survived after recording 93-mile-per-hour winds. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.